401, recording 10.3. Hey Jenna, did you watch the documentary about Mars yesterday?
Hey Camilo. No, I didn't get a chance to watch it. Did you watch it?
Yes, it was incredible. There's so much information about Mars and why we explore it. I enjoyed watching it so much that I started researching the future of Mars exploration. You wouldn't believe what they're planning.
What did the documentary talk about?
The documentary talked about understanding the reasons we need to explore Mars. We've been exploring Mars since the 1960s. At first, we were only able to get close to the planet and take pictures. In 1971, the USSR was the first to successfully land a rover on the surface of Mars.
Really? I didn't know Russia was the first one to land something on Mars. I always assumed it was the USA.
Most people believe that. Even though the Mars 3 lander made it to the surface, it was only able to transmit data for 20 seconds before it failed.
That's a short amount of time.
The technology was new, and they were learning how Mars' atmosphere worked. It was normal for the time to be short. Don't worry. They learned from their mistakes over the years. In 1973, the USSR was able to launch 4 more spacecraft trying to land on Mars. Only one, the Mars 6, was able to land on Mars again. Space exploration isn't easy.
1 out of 4 doesn't seem too successful. Not to mention, all 4 were from the USSR. When did the USA join the exploration?
The US was able to launch a spacecraft that came close to Mars in 1965. The first US spacecraft to land on Mars wasn't until 1976. But it was considered the first successful landing. The spacecraft was able to transmit information for almost 4 years.
Is that the longest a spacecraft has lasted on Mars?
No, not at all. In 2003, the US launched the Opportunity rover. It landed on Mars and began transmitting information back to us in 2004. The rover lasted for 15 years. The last time it communicated with Earth was June of 2018. We learned so much from what the Opportunity rover showed us.
15 years of transmission is definitely a lot more than 20 seconds from the first landing. What have we learned from the Opportunity rover mission?
NASA learned that Mars used to have areas of wet land. What this means is the planet must have had water at some point in the past.
Why is that important?
It means that Mars was habitable before. The reason that matters is because NASA is hoping to land the first humans on Mars within the next 10 years.
Do you think that's possible?
Well, after the documentary, I looked into NASA's plans. I think it's possible for us to land humans on Mars, but I don't know if I agree that it will happen in the next decade.
How does NASA plan to make it happen?
There are lots of projects that are working on the biggest challenge for life on Mars. Mars doesn't have oxygen the way that Earth does. The atmosphere is different, and we need oxygen to live. NASA is experimenting with something called MOXIE. Basically, it's a way of extracting oxygen from the atmosphere, and through electrolysis, MOXIE produces more oxygen. Right now, it's only enough for a human to breathe for 10 to 15 minutes. Their hope is to increase the amount to support life on Mars. I don't know how they plan to do that. Another project is to use Martian soil to create human habitats that could temporarily be used to stay on Mars.
That sounds like a lot of work. It will be interesting to see how NASA manages to make trips to Mars a possibility. Do you know how long the trip to Mars would take?
With our current technology, it would be around 3 months to get to Mars, but 9 months to get back to Earth after. That could change as we continue to develop our space technology.
Camilo, you should be an astronaut.
Oh no, I love learning about this information, but I don't like the idea of actually going out into space. Earth is a perfect home.
I agree. Let me know if you hear about any new developments in a trip to Mars.
Okay, I will.